Hey guys, and welcome back to Girls Soccer Central, where I will be talking about soccer and WSO, US Women's National Team, and anything to do with soccer and to help you, specifically for girls. But this episode is for anyone, and really my podcasts are for anyone. So be sure to follow and leave likes on these and tune in. So we're going to go ahead and get started. So today what I'm going to be talking about is confidence, just how to believe in yourself and what to do. So if you would like some confidence, starting at about 45 seconds, I want you to play this before every game that you have. It is really motivational, and I'm going to give you some really great tips. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so how you can be confident in yourself. Confidence is all in your head. All this is mental. Whatever you think mentally is going to affect your physical play. For example, if I'm shooting and I'm thinking, no, I can't do this, I'm gonna miss, this is a smaller goal than I'm used to, or something like that, for example, you're most likely gonna miss just because you're in a negative mindset. Now, that doesn't mean anything, you still can make it, but what you think in your head is going to affect your physical actions. But if you have a positive mindset and think, okay, I can make this, I can do this, visualize what you want to do in your head, think about what you want to happen, even maybe say a little prayer or just say something to yourself that's going to motivate you, you're going to have a better chance of making it. Obviously, you're not going to make it or miss it every time. You know, you never know what's going to happen. It's kind of a 50-50, but these tips are really going to help you. Next, being confident is going to help you with a lot of stuff. Obviously, you don't want to be overly confident, but just saying things to yourself like, I can do this, I've got this, visualizing plays in your head, all that mental stuff is really going to pay off. You're going to see that. It's going to affect you and the people around you. If you're being negative towards your team and saying things like, oh, I'm not doing good, and just saying bad things, or just thinking about the negative instead of focusing on the positive and being optimistic, that's the kind of atmosphere you're going to get in your mind or around you if you decide to share and spread it with others. So be sure to keep a positive atmosphere, a positive mindset. I know sometimes it's going to be hard. I've had games where I miss a shot that I really should have made, or I do something bad, and I obviously get pretty upset. And I can tell you, I've had many times where I get a negative mindset and I'm being a pessimist, and it affects myself and my play, and it's definitely not good. So just try to stay confident. Look for the bright side in things, even when it's hard. Just say a prayer, hope, do whatever you need to. Maybe you have a favorite quote or something, think of that. Just do whatever you need to get yourself back in the game. Even if you need to tell your coach, hey, I need a minute mentally. Can I just, you know, like, take a break? Don't be afraid to say things like that. Don't be afraid to take breaks for your mind. It's very important for your mental health, and people don't really understand that. So just go ahead and take a moment right now to think, what are some things I can improve on with my mental statement and my attitude and just how I think, what's my confidence level? How highly do I think of myself as a player? Am I a pessimist? Am I optimistic? Just think, what am I? And change your mindset if you need to. And we're all going to get negative sometimes, so don't let things bring you down. Try to lift yourself up no matter how hard it can be. I know it can be tough, but just remember that you have got this. So thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. I know this one is just really quick, but this is something I encourage you to listen to before a game. And if you are listening to this before a game or a practice or whatever, just remember, keep that positive mindset and you have got this.